弟兄姊妹好，我们先来读几书圣经。
Let's read a few Bible passages together.
以弗所书五章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
爱心行事。希伯来书二章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, if all things appear to be made by his fathers, so that he might become a merciful and the faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
罗马书六章十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Do not come presenting the parts of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your body's parts as instruments.
十二章一到二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, which your brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as living in the Holy Spirit, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable.
希伯来书十一章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. A faith able offered to God a better sacrifice than God, through which he was attested to be righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and that through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks.
第十节
Verse 10. For he was looking forward to the city which has foundations, whose the architect and builder is God.
以弗所第五章二十七节
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27.And he might present himself the church in the offer of glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, such that he would be holy and blameless.
彼得前书三章第五节。
First Peter, verse 2, 第二章, verse 5. Living stone are being built up as a spirit house for holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God.
我们里面四层的信息，每一个题目都很重要。
And all the topics in these four levels of spiritual life is very important.
里面四层的经历信息都是经历的信息。
The message of these four levels are the message of experiences. All these messages of experiences are very precious. Not only you have to listen to them, you also have to pursue them. It would be meaningless if you don't pursue them.
We talked about faith.
Last Lord's Day's message is about faith.
今天我们讲奉献。
And today we're going to be talking about the offering.
那都是很重要的经历。
And they are all very important experiences.
我们若不追求，那真是没有意义了。
It'll be meaningless if we don't pursue them.
无论是讲信心，讲奉献，对我们的生活都很重要。
Whether it's a faith or offering, they are also important to our life.
今天我们读的圣经，主在前面做榜样。
And today, the message we just read, the Lord is the example for us.
为我们经历一切的经历。
And he has experienced them all for us.
他做了我们的榜样。
He has been our examples.
做馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
And he has been an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
我们知道旧约、新约、圣经、神儿女把自己奉献给神都是非常重要。
And no matter it's in Old Testament or New Testament, the Christians offer themselves.
主耶稣为我们做榜样。
Because Lord Jesus has been the example for us.
做了馨香的供物和祭物。
And he has been an offering and a sacrifice as a fragrant aroma.
供物和祭物两样完全不同的东西。
It's quite different between the offering and the sacrifice.
供物是不杀生不流血的。
And the offering won't involve killing or shedding the blood.
祭物一定杀生流血的。
But the sacrifice that involves killing and shedding the blood.
供物不杀生不流血。
The offering won't involve does not involve killing or blood.
以色列人把最新鲜的水果。
The Israelites offer the most fresh fruits.
把谷类和麦子。都献给神
and the grain and the wheat offered to the Lord.
这些都是供物
These are all offerings.
祭物一定杀生流血的
And the sacrifice involves killing and the blood.
杀牛、献牛、献羊、献鸽子
The oxen, the sheep, and the pigeons.
一定流血的
They will all shed their blood.
所以主无论供物和祭物
，so no matter which is the offering or sacrifice，
它的意义都指着耶稣基督的宝贵的生命。
The meaning of these all refer to the precious life of the Lord Jesus Christ。
主耶稣在神面前做了馨香的供物和祭物。
Lord Jesus has been offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma。
无论供物和祭物献给神
regardless it's an offering or a sacrifice
神并不吃这些祭物
God does not eat them
神只吃那个馨香之气
but God will take the fragrant aroma
把牛羊献在祭坛上
no matter when the oxen or the sheep were offered on the altar
用火来焚烧
burned by fire
祭物一烧祭坛一定死的
and when they got to the altar they will die
所以这里十二章保罗说的特别我们做活祭
so in verse in chapter 12 Paul said we are a living sacrifice
在整个以色列人的祭物没有活祭的
but in the Israelites offerings they do not have
一上祭坛
living
一定死的
sacrifice die on the altar
变成在人面前变成一堆灰烬
and it will become ashes before people
在神面前变成馨香之气
but before the Lord they would become the fragrant aroma
馨香之气一直到神面前
and reach all the way to God
神在圣经是怎么说的就吃那个馨香之气
in the Bible it says that God will take the fragrant aroma
这是满足神的
is to satisfy God
这是说明我们两千年教会历史
And it also explains the 2,000 year of history of the church. The countless brothers and sisters. When we live in the world. Our life in. Should have the fragrant aroma.
神儿女的馨香之气不是满足神的。
The fragrant aroma of the children of God is to satisfy God.
馨香之气会饱足的。
And God will be satisfied by this fragrant aroma.
这是圣经的真正的意义。
That's the true meaning from the Bible.
主做了馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
Because the Lord has been the the offering and the sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
神的圣的满足,
and become God's satisfaction.
这就是福音书的价值所在的地方。
That's the value of the book of books of gospel.
四本福音书。
The four books of gospel.
那是主耶稣伟大人物的四本的传记。
That's a, to describe the great characters of Lord Jesus.
四福音不一样了
啊。Even though they are all different.
我自己到现在我最喜欢读的是四福音了。
My most favorite books are those four books of gospel.
主耶稣亲口讲的话。
Because Lord Jesus said it himself.
主耶稣亲自做的事。
The things he has done by himself.
这是不一样的。
They are so different.
主耶稣发出的馨香之气，任何人赶不上的。
The fragrant aroma from Lord Jesus, no one else can catch up with.
四福音为着满足神。
All four books of Gospels, they are there just to satisfy God.
发展成为书信了。
And they develop into the letters.
四福音是我们的根本。
And those four gospels are our basis.
所以这主耶稣做供物和祭物。
So when our Lord Jesus became the offering and the sacrifice,
为我们开出一条路来。
And establish a new way.
我们才能把自己献给神。
Then we can follow to offer ourselves to God.
才开出一条信心的道路。
And establish a way of faith.
圣经称它为又活的路。
And that's why Bible said it is a new and living way.
主开出一条路来让我们走。
Because the Lord has established the way.
我们走的叫主不走先走那个路。
If the Lord never walked on that himself,
我们就没有路可以走。
Then there won't be any way for us.
主献上作为馨香的祭物供物。
And the Lord offered himself as the offering and the sacrifice.
做了慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And he has become a merciful and a faithful high priest.
慈悲是 merciful, 忠信是 faithful.
So merciful and faithful.
Merciful, 充满了怜悯。
And merciful is full of compassion.
Faithful, 充满了信实。
And faithful, full of faithfulness.
主是满了怜悯的大祭司。
Because the Lord is a merciful and a high priest.
主也是最信实的大祭司。
And also the most faithful high priest.
什么是我们需要的时候？主耶稣一定在这里。
Whenever we're in need, the Lord will be there.
慈悲忠信的大祭司。
A merciful and a faithful high priest.
好，是今天我们的主题讲奉献。
Our main topics talk about the offering.
圣经的里面，奉献两字很少很少。
In the Bible, it's seldom, the word is seldom used.
在新约里面最两处圣经，那就罗马六章的十二节。
In New Testament, the most famous places are Romans chapter 6 and 12.
圣经讲的奉献很少很少。
The Bible is rarely mentioned.
罗马六章把肢体献上。
And in Romans chapter 6, it says, offer your, present yourself.
罗马十二章把身体献上。
In chapter 12, it says, present your bodies.
这是两处最重要的圣经。
These are the two most important verses.
把肢体献上。
And offer yourself as your members.
保罗献上那个浩大的救恩。
And Paul first talk about the vast salvation.
他一开始说到我们受尽归入基督的死。
And in the beginning, Paul said, we baptized into his death. It's talking about a vast salvation.
死之后是埋葬。
And after the death is the burial.
埋葬之后是我们和主一同复活。
And after the burial, we will be raised from the dead with the Lord. That's a great meaning of baptism. So every move, we will have the newness of the new life. We will have a shorter message today. The death of Christ destroyed everything. All the people and the things enter into death.
我们经过基督的死,
and through the death of Christ,
我们的生命都结束了,
our life have ended.
然后是埋葬,
and then it comes to the burial.
埋葬是大的救恩,
and burial is also a great salvation.
埋葬就世界上这个人没有了,
it's as if the person disappeared from the world.
不见了,
disappeared.
我曾经遇到好两个弟兄啊,
I have met a couple of brothers. They have experienced the salvation of the Lord. Especially the burial. They cannot be found in the world. I met a brother who lived in Hangzhou, China. When China was fighting in the war with Japan. He went to Chongqing to fight over there. His family could not hear from him. So the war of eight year war. His family did not know whether he's still alive or dead. So they did something awful. They found a medium to tell. And this medium knows news. And he could go down to Hades. And that person checked and told his family he was dead. And said the death of his date specifically. Even the specific hour. And which hour he died. So all his family believed in him. And they had the funeral for him. And finished the funeral. And after China won the victory, the brother returned home.
家里的人没有死啊,
and his family was surprised to find out he wasn't dead. And he said, why did you say I'm dead?
他说你叫鬼力的很灵啊,
so they said that medium told us,
说你哪一年哪一月哪一个小时死的,
and told us at which hour, on which day you were dead. And the brother, after he heard it,
大吃一惊啊,
he was so surprised.
那叫鬼力讲的时间啊,
The time that a person mentioned
is the
exact time that he was baptized. Exactly the same hour, the same day. And he said that it makes sense. The authority that person represents thought, I died already. I no longer belong to this world, or this earth.
这就是埋葬,
that's what we call the burial. There's no longer such a person like me in this world. Not only I died with the Lord, I also buried with the Lord. This world cannot find me any longer. And I do not We do not belong to this world. And not only buried, but also I have the newness of the life. I admire the wording Paul used. The newness of the new life.
Newness of new life. 新生命的新样.
The newness of the new life.
这新样什么样呢?
And what is this newness?
不是好, 好坏的问题。
It's not a matter of good or bad.
不是善恶的问题。
It's not a good or evil.
从新生命所出来的样子。
But it's a new life coming out of the.
我们神的儿女常常活出主来的时候啊。
And when children of God live out the Lord,
不是善恶的问题啊。
It's not good or evil.
不是好坏的问题啊。
It's not right or wrong.
就这个新生命出来了。
Just when you can live out the new life.
这个意会不能言传了。
You can only sense it, but you cannot express it.
这是活出主来了。
That's how you can live out the Lord.
在台湾。
In Taiwan.
有一次我请那个侯教授来讲道。
I invited Mr. Ho to preach.
我在一起的两位长老呢，很不喜欢侯小姐。
Two other elders, they do not like Miss Ho.
一位长老
的。And there was only one elders.
他就坐了最后面。
And he sat on the last row.
我也为了他的原因啊，也坐最后面。
And for his sake, I sat there too.
防他起来反对侯小姐。
To prevent him from standing up against Miss Ho.
那一天侯小姐也受他们的影响了。
And on that day, Miss Ho was affected by them, by him.
是很有问题了。
So he couldn't preach very well.
他被他们激动了。
She was irritated by him.
弟兄一下站到后面的高的地方去了。
And the brother all of a sudden stood up and stand up somewhere high. So I stood next to him.
他就向我挑战了。
And he challenged me.
因为我最尊敬侯小姐。
Because I respect Miss Ho the most.
弟兄你说今天讲的话有没有问题
？And he asked me, brother, tell me, is this a problem there?
那天讲的话是有问题了。
Yeah, it's kind of true. On that day, there was some problem.
你好大的胆子啊
！And I said, brother, you are so bold.
我来说侯小姐讲的话有没有问题呀、啊、
？You are trying to make me say that there was a problem, but I tell you,
侯小姐讲到。
When Miss Ho preached, the gray hair on her, but she was talking about the Lord.
一点点都赶不上。
I could not even reach a little bit.
我才不敢批评侯小姐讲到有没有问题嘞。
I won't dare to criticize her.
我把自己给侯小姐量一量。
So I measure Miss Ho.
我矮她不止一个头嘞。
Especially, I was much shorter than her. You are so bold. You are so bold.
当然不服气了。
And she was in a disagreement. So we could not be affected.
讲主的话一定要准确。
We have to preach accurately.
所以弟兄姊妹，彰显主。
Manifest the Lord.
神的儿女彰显主的。最重要的是
，It is the most important thing for children of God to manifest the Lord.
我们一定要在我们的生活里面活出主来、啊。
We have to live out the Lord in our everyday life.
就我们什么都不重要，我们的生活最重要了。
Nothing else is more important than our life.
家里的见证怎么样嘛
？The testimony you show at your home.
你到底你的生命怎么样？要听你家里的人讲的。
What kind of spiritual life you have to be explained by your family? Because in your home is the place where you can live out yourself the most. So a sister, there was a sister whose husband is a famous preacher. I was very familiar with them.
你们的弟兄啊。
So one day she told me, your brother,
在讲台上讲天使,
he's like an angel,
下了讲台就这么像魔鬼,
on the pulpit, but after that, he's like a devil.
讲过分了, 讲过分了。
And I said, sister, you are exaggerating.
你只能说下了讲台跟讲台上不一样。
You can only say he acted differently.
魔鬼两个字不能用啊。
But you cannot use the word of devil.
这个，我有一个陪他守弟兄啊。
I knew a brother very well.
现在还活在美国了。
And he lives in the United States.
已经98岁了。
He's of age 98.
不聚会了。
He didn't come to the meeting because he was very old.
那个时候大家还年轻啊。
But back then, when we were all young,
尤其大家就谈论 Spark 弟兄
and we were talking about brother Spark
教会领袖 Fred Spark
and the leader of the church and was arguing with the brother Spark.
他最佩服 Spark,
even though he admired him.
那么教会的领袖就一直讲 Spark 弟兄在生活里的一件事。
And the leader of the church talks about one thing in brother Spark's life.
不能讲好坏了
and it's hard to judge.
这西部人的风俗和我们不一样就是了
It's the different culture of the Westerners.
我们的弟兄就讲了不该讲的话
So our brother said something improper.
他是替斯巴克辩护人
He tried to defend him.
他们养鬼是怎么知道
And he said how these Westerners knew about this.
侯小姐站在 Spark 就在一边，在一边的。
Miss Ho was on the side of Brother Spark also.
他
现在
讲养鬼之后，他用手指着他，那鬼就是不能讲的了。
And they use the word ghost to describe the Westerner.
我们弟兄这边要知道，这是一个普通的知识了。那鬼是我们平常口里都不要提了。
And this is our basic knowledge. We shouldn't use the word ghost.
更不能把鬼子用到哪个人身上。吃上去了
and needed to apply ghosts to someone.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
把肢体献上当做活祭
present yourself as a living sacrifice.
把肢体献上当做诚意的器具
and offer yourself.
肢体本身没有生命的
and yourself has no life.
生命都是从里面来的。
The life is from your inside.
我们里面两个不同的生命。
We have two different lives in us.
一个是主的生命。
One is the life of the Lord.
一个是我们肉体的生命。
One is our physical life.
那就看自己跟着哪一个生命活了。
And depending on which life you're following.
跟主活，有活主主来。
If you live after the Lord, then you can live out the Lord.
照着我们肉身活，就活成肉身的。
If you live after your own flesh, then you will live out the corruption.
保罗说要献上。
So offer the parts of your body.
耳朵献给主。
Your ear.
眼睛献给主。
Your eyes.
我们耳朵献给主。
Your ears.
我们生活里面不听不该听的事。
We do not listen to things that we are not supposed to.
眼睛献给主。
And offer your eyes to the Lord.
许多东西不该看。
And there are many things you're not supposed to see.
从前我在大学读书的时候
，When I was in college,
这个大家都叫我，你给我几个绰号，叫我耶稣。
They gave me a nickname Jesus.
这个人都要经历。
And Brother Liu has the same experience.
这么大的名字给我，真的不感动啊。
They gave me this great name.
他们几个人在看什么东西啊
？And one time they were looking at something I did not know about.
我走过去啊。
When I passed by.
他们就说：“耶稣，你不要来，这个东西你不要看。
”So they said to me, "Jesus, don't come. You're not supposed to see this."
不是好东西，不去啊。
I knew it's not something good, so.
常常有啊，这个东西你不要来。
And often they will say, don't come for this.
弟兄姊妹，我们里头活出主来。
We have to live out the Lord in us.
我们就彰显主。
Then we will be able to manifest the Lord.
自己献给主。
Offer the parts of our body.
我们的口就为主分别。
So then, we'll be able to separate our lips.
弟兄，我们说话讲究很大呀。
When we talk.
保罗说：“污秽的言语，一句也不可出口。”
Don't say even a single word of the filthy words.
我们的口说话关系太大了。
And it really matters what we say.
有的话我们绝对不能说的。
There are things we're not supposed to say at all.
肢体献上。
Offer the parts of your body.
所立的器具归给主。
As the instruments of righteousness for God. In chapter 12, Paul said, present your bodies.
献上肢体，献上肢体。
The first said, offer your parts of your body. So in John chapter
1,
all those who accept the Lord, the Lord give them the authority to be children of God. In 1 John chapter
3,
the Father give us such great loving kindness so we can be the children of God. It's a great power of God. We can be called the children of God. And that's His loving kindness. We can be called the children of God. And Paul here says, therefore I urge you by the mercy of God to present your bodies. And Paul used the word body here. And the body is the most subjective part. And the body is... And Paul used the word body. Because when your body is here, then all of you are here. It's... two sides, one is inside the body, the other is outside the body. Inside includes our wisdom, our knowledge. They're all inside the body. Outside the body. The time is attached to your body. And our fortune,
圣地来的时候,
when the body is here,
时间财物都来了,
your time and the money all are here.
向身体线上,
present your bodies.
里外的一切都来了,
so no matter it's inside or outside, they're all here.
经过教会几次大复兴了,
I've experienced a few great revivals.
上海教会大复兴,
one is in Shanghai,
台湾大复兴,
and the other is in Taiwan.
1989,
and also in the United States in the 80s or 90s.
三次的复兴,
three great revivals.
上海大复兴的影响力量最大,
and the revival in Shanghai has the big, greatest influence. Influence the whole China.
那个时候你常常讲一句话,我们要把中国打下来。
And back then, Brother Watchman Nee often said that we have to conquer entire China. And that time, they did conquer the whole China. But the political situation changed. The whole country was under the liberation. All was over. Back then, the offering. It's useless to have the offering box. They open entire room as the offering room. And brother and sister brought all their what they have. A brother was very familiar with me. And he was a very rich man in China. There were four big banks, and he was the president of one of the banks. And how did he get familiar with me? He came to see my father. He was so rich. And he would sit in the first row in the meeting. But he was against the Watchman Nee. Because Brother Nee was preaching submit all. And he couldn't take it, so he went to talk to him. And he said something severely. Give them all, but to whom? To you? It's better to give it to me. He said something really impolite. And Watchman Nee was silent. Towards the end, And he has finished all his scoldings.
尼牛这时候讲了一句话。
But Brother Nee said one thing.
弟兄。
Brother.
我做的是件大事。
What I'm doing is a great thing.
什么话都不讲了。
And he stopped talking.
好了，张力回去了。
So that brother went home.
家里面了。
Once he got home.
三天时间。好像坐在阴间一样的。
For 3 days, it was like he's sitting in Hades.
受不了了。
He could not take it.
主把他转回来了。
The Lord has turned him around.
正是从他交出来那个运动当中，成了一个大的果子了。
And he became the greatest fruits.
把什么东西都卖了。
He sold everything.
不坐大汽车了。
He got rid of his big car.
大洋房也。卖掉了
，and also sold his big house.
所以那个时候交出来财物就是多得不得了。
So at that time, there was abundantly.
后来成了尼禄大罪名了。
And that become the
说他贪污了多少这个弟兄这边财物。
And so other were accusing Watchman Nee.
但这件事我确实知道了。
But I knew it all.
所有弟兄姊妹交出来的财物。
All the things brothers and sisters submitted. Brother Nee gave them back to them.
那个张弟我就知道最清楚了。
So I knew, especially about the brother John.
他有时给我讲，他说你都这种害人的。
And he said,
财务交了吗？你拿去就好了。
He said, Brother Nee should take all the
放缓了。
The properties, but why did he give back to them?
从前财物是你的。
But he told me,
before these are,
before these were yours, but now it's the Lord's. You are just managing them for the Lord.
你看害不害人？我每用一文钱的。
Every single time I'm using.
都在用主的钱。
It's like I'm using the money of the Lord.
真是啊，什么钱都不敢用了。
So he couldn't spend money easily.
啊、
he went to a small restaurant.
连我这个穷学生都吃得起的。
Even as a poor student, I can afford it.
他被管到一个地步，去了，我要两碗白饭。
And to a point, he ordered just two bowl of rice.
管子里的人看他蛮省气的人，怎么吃白饭了？
And people in the restaurant could not understand.
旁边一直劝他，然后什么菜很便宜啊，什么菜都很便宜啊。
So other people had to advise him.
他讲的不好意思了，叫来一个小的菜。
So he just ordered something cheap.
去付钱的。
When he went to pay.
其实这个钱我都付得起的了。
I could afford it myself.
他一听啊，当场流眼泪了。
But when he heard the price, he was in tears.So he said, I told you.
以后你们要给人吃东西啊，先把价钱告诉人啊。
So he told the people in the restaurant.
这个大财主管到这个地步。
So this rich man was disciplining to this point.
这个是为主活着
呀。He truly lived for the Lord.
他和我们年轻人一起上街去传福音啊。
And he went out to the street to preach gospel with us.
真的奉献给主了。
He devoted all he had, dedicated all he has to the Lord. He was entirely, totally turned around.
好，我们回到我们家的奉献。
We'll come back to our topic.
身体献上，当作活祭。
And present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. As a living and a holy sacrifice.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
什么是善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意
？So that you may approve what the will of God is.
下面我们的侍奉叫不要效法这个世界。
And our service is not conform to this world.
为你侍奉，正是效法这个世界。
A lot of services in other churches.
心意更新而变化。心意更新而不变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
好，罗马书上把身体献上。
So in chapter 12, it says present your bodies.
那个时候在上海，我们的奉献都是把身体献上。
Back then in Shanghai, we all presented our bodies.
所有的财主，上海的财主挣多了。
And all the rich men.
把他们管到一个地步。 财务都不奉献了。
Were disciplined to a point that they offer, they dedicate all their money.
拿出来了，给我们年轻人传福音用。
And also offered their big cars.
自己会开车的。
For those whom they can drive themselves.
自己跑来给我们开车。
And they will be the driver for us.
那教会整个翻身了。
And the church was totally turned around.
那个大复兴。那真是要把中国打下来了。
And that a great revival did counter China.
信息和解放运动。
But the devil raised up the liberation army. Then we'll talk about Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书一章太证明一章圣经。
And this is such a special chapter.
这章圣经啊，列举所有的得胜者。
And this chapter listed.This is all the overcomers.
两三句话
they were described in a few sentences.
把一个大人物写透了
and vividly described that overcomer.
每一个两件事一定写的
and for two things are mentioned.
一件是信心的特点
one is the feature of their faith.
另外一件是每一个人都有复活的证据。
And they all have the evidence of resurrection.
亚伯虽然死了，仍旧说话。
Although Abel is dead, he still speaks.
他是个复活的人。
He is a man of resurrection.
以诺被神接取，不见死。
And Enoch was taken by God.
他是个复活的人。
He did not see death. He was also a man of resurrection.
挪亚定了那个世代的罪。
And Noah condemned the sin of that generation. He was also a man of resurrection. Abraham. Even though his body is as a dead, but his descendants will be like the stars in the heaven. And the sand in the seashore.He's also a man of resurrection.
是属地之神。
And the sand in the seashore is a earthly descendant.
天上的星属天之神。
The stars in the heaven is the heavenly descendant.
教会是亚伯拉罕的属天之神。
Church is the heavenly descendant of Abraham.
圣灵的地方啊。
That's the way how Holy Spirit describes.
希伯来书这本书啊。作者到现在不知道。
So, no one can be sure about the author of Hebrews. And God hid the author.
圣灵的笔法啊。
Because it's almost like written by the Holy Spirit.
希伯来书说到亚伯拉罕。
Hebrews talk about Abraham.
他预备，他等候，他说有根基的城。
He was looking forward to the city with its foundations.
神所经营住。建造的
whose architect and builder is God.
他等候的新耶路撒冷。
He was waiting for the new Jerusalem.
跟我们一样的
just like us.
望见新耶路撒冷。
He has seen the new Jerusalem.
就是神所经营所建造的。
And whose architect and builder is God.
我不敢相信有一天有那么一个大的城出现了。
I do not believe there will be such a great city appears in one day.
神正在建造。
Because this city is building by the Lord.
建造亚伯拉罕成为城的一部分。
And God is building Abraham as part of the New Jerusalem.
神所经营所建造的。
That's why it says the architect builder is God.
亚伯拉罕听的。
It's talking about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就成为一部分。
Because Abraham will be part of it.
神也在我们身上经营圣城啊。
And God is also building us up.
经营建造新耶路撒冷。
The architect and builder.
有点众圣徒到了荣耀命运的时候。
And one day when all the saints are in the glorious destiny.
那是神的儿女达到他最高的盼望了。
This city will appear.
我们的信息要完了。
Our message ends here.
在以弗所第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
教会是基督的心腹。
And church is the bride of Christ.
保罗这里有句话。
And Paul used something specifically.
要用道众的水把教会洗净。
God is using the water of the word words to cleanse the church.
圣经话里面都有生命的水。
Because the word of God has the water of life is to cleanse the church.
把污点、皱纹都洗掉。
To wash away the spot or the wrinkles.
那个污点从世界来的。
The spots come from the world.
我们在世界经过。都沾染了世界的污秽。
When we pass through the world, we will
皱纹不是外面的。
Stained, wrinkle is not outside.
皱纹在里面的。
Wrinkle came from inside.
但是里面的生命衰老了。
That's because the inner life became old.
外面的身体上
有
皱纹来了。
So externally, the wrinkle will be shown.
有的人得救了没有太久。
Someone once they were saved.
看看那些树林生命啊，都还满了皱纹了，这个。
But his spiritual life is full of wrinkles.
有的人信主很多年。
After many years in the Lord,
还是没有皱纹了。
And it seems like there's no wrinkle on him.
相信主的情形怎么样
？And what kind of situations?
把皱纹都洗掉。
Can wash away all the spots and wrinkles.
圣洁无瑕疵。
So the church can be holy and blameless.
你说是在大陆写本书，就叫做《圣洁没有瑕疵》。
A book written by Watchman Nee in China is called Holy and Blameless.
作用很大很大。
And this book has a great influence.
整个教会复兴了。
The entire church was revived.
那个教会在大逼迫的里面的。
Back then the church was under great persecution.
好多人要坚持真理，作践人。
And many, when they insist in the truth, they were put in jail. And they were greatly influenced by this book. His church is holy and blameless. And many practices we do not know. And Watchman Nee was in jail for this. And this book has great influence.
所以你们弟兄姊妹该去看看这本书。整个教会复兴了。
The entire church was revived.
那个教会在大逼迫的里面的。
Back then the church was under great persecution.
好多人要坚持真理，作践人。
And many, when they insist in the truth, they were put in jail. And they were greatly influenced by this book. His church is holy and blameless. And many practices we do not know. And Watchman Nee was in jail for this.
这本书其实功用真的很大。
And this book has great influence.
所以你们弟兄姊妹该去看看这本书。
I'd advise you to read this book.
两本书我建议你们看。
I recommend two books.
一本书是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
One is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们礼拜五晚上都把亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神读完了。
We have almost finished reading about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I recommend you to read this book. It's an excellent book.
你看看圣洁没有瑕疵。
And the other book is Holy and Blameless.
这本书引起中国教会跟政府的大抗争。
And this caused a great fight between the church and the government because church would be holy and blameless.
在许多事上都不妥协。
They were not compromising many things.
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。
He might present to himself the church in all her glory.
彼得和彼得讲的话结束了。
And then, what Peter said.
就像一块活的石头。
He said the Lord is like a living stone.
原文是有生命的石头。
It's a living stone.
它里有生命。
Because it has life.
它是块活石。
Because he's a living stone.
我们来到主面前。
When we come before the Lord,
你都像一块活石。
We are also like the living stones.
主的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of the Lord is in us.
被建造成为一个灵宫。
Are being built up as a spiritual house.
献上灵祭。
For to offer spiritual sacrifices.
主耶稣彼得一直用的字叫宝贵。
And Peter keep using the word, the precious.
宝贵的信息。
The precious faith.
宝贵的血。
Precious blood.
宝贵的活石。
Precious living stone.
宝贵的房角石。
Precious cornerstone.
宝贵的装饰。
Precious decoration.
主耶稣总为宝贵。
And after all, the Lord is the most precious.
我们来到主面前像活石一样，你建造起来。
The Lord built up.
宣扬召我们出黑暗入光明，众生美德。
To proclaim all the goodness.
我们一同来赞美主。
That's all. Come and manifest the Lord.
感谢主，我讲完这一场了。
Thank the Lord. I finished my message.
你今天我来的时候一直要吐。
I feel like throwing up on the way.
主的恩典让我讲完这章。
But by the grace of God, I was able to finish this message.
我们下一次再讲那个黎明是谁，大家要好好追求。
And when we talk about these messages again, I hope everyone will pursue because every topic is so precious.
我们这里唱的诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn again.